rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station WORTV,
New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm stuck on auto replay. It is now time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It is time for Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight, we're going to discuss things such as comic books and movies. We're going to have movie critics on the phone. We're going to have movie critics in the studio. And hopefully, maybe we'll have a few movie critics listening in. Of course, we are Spank Wagon Radio, and that means you can play along with us. Don't forget to go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. You won't see much on the cam tonight, but the chat will be active. We'll explain in a moment. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Decaf.
I'm Murphy.
Right on. What a fucked up miracle that we're even here tonight. If you're listening to us live,
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, because it was a damn miracle. I get a call today about, quarter to four. And Jimmy Diggs calls me up and says, hey, the Embark motherfuckers just done but fucked up our internet connection in the studio. Now, for those of you at home who haven't gotten a clue yet, we're internet radio. If we have no internet connection, we're fucked.
All right,
okay,
dude.
Okay, it's time to come clean, man.
Yeah.
It's time to come clean.
Dude, we can't.
The reason why we have...
Uh-oh.
The reason why there's no video today is because I took the camera home to film my personal masturbation video.
Ah!
To bring in today for Murphy, and I dropped it in the toilet.
Oh, so. Damn it.
And the reason that the internet connection is down is due to a cease and desist letter we received from Brad.
Dear Spank Wagon Radio, I kindly ask you to stop making fun of me. Sincerely, Bradley Muffin.
He didn't do that shit again, did he?
Oh.
No, he haven't heard shit from... Am I?
I haven't heard shit.
Am I popping in your guys' ears?
No, it's just you.
Because I'm just popping like mad today.
No, Brad still says he's gotten millions of dollars and yeah, whatever.
Right.
But guys, we do have a co-host in the studio today.
We do?
Bring that mic up.
All right. Here we go.
All right, hold on a sec. I got to start the system up. This is
system.
Yes, the system. Here we go.
What the fuck kind of co-host is this?
Just check it out.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am the co-host 4000.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, I picked this thing up on eBay the other day. This thing is awesome. Look, I've already got it set up. Most of the systems are in place. You have to make it listen to the podcast. It downloads the shows, and then it builds a personality from there.
It builds a personality. Do you realize what kind of a personality it's going to have from our podcast?
I don't know, dude. It says it's ready though. So let me go ahead and initialize the actual co-host sequence.
Okay.
Tell me, Trencher, do you have any fun anecdotes about your week? Await the main input.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what? What do you mean await the main input?
Dude, again, it gets it from the. Dude, it's interactive. Go ahead, man. Fucking.
Okay. Yeah. This weekend. This past week, I was actually down in Orange County, California. Hung out for a while. Actually, was there for work. Got to learn how. I'll just say major telephone networks work. That was pretty fun.
Ha 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 ha. I can totally see that happening. What did input name of spouse think?
How many podcasts did this thing learn?
The entire series.
And it still doesn't know that I call it the whiff.
Well, there are certain variables that have to be plugged in. I guess I didn't set it all up.
She was happy to have
me. Good afternoon, decaf. And how was your week? A weight tracker-related comment. Notify police if subject appears to be threatening.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn. all I gotta say is that I was drinking last week at their staff day because it was boring as shit, and drinking was the best part of staff day.
Nice.
And that was mostly in just going to school and dodging.
I am sorry. I am unable to determine your speech patterns. Could you please speak again and more clearly? I am not programmed for urban vernacular.
Whoops. Hold on. Let me try something again. Let's see if it... Say something again. Let's see if it can pick it up.
So I was like... So, you know, afterwards, I hung out with a couple of friends and shit. Drunk some more and went to a strip club. You know, normal. That's shit. You know.
Loading Jive and Ebonics Dictionary. Loading. 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 What is up, my brother from another mother?
Oh.
Didn't get your food stamps yet? I'm waiting on the man. Fuck that fool. I'm going to pop a cap.
Okay, now... it's interactive. Say something, man. I think it's...
Well, no, actually, I did get my food stamps.
Get fucking hostile to this thing. I want to see what it does. Yeah, hostile. Get fucking hostile.
I get hostile, man. This month,
you can't even get hostile to a computer. Do you yell at a computer at work ever?
No.
Yell at it like it's a white woman that owes you money.
Bitch! Hey, motherfucker!
Ooh, shit.
I feel like I owe you money
please
now.
Decaf, do not mistake my attempts to seek a common ground verbally as a racist statement. Some of my best friends are black MacBooks.
Wow, okay. Oh, I knew that was going to be me.
Wait, we're right at the beginning of the show, and you've got a phone call.
Hello?
This is great. He always...
This is great. I told you I was going to be getting a phone call at like 6:15. Yes, sir.
Damn, so even the machine...
So even the machine...
is a cracker. Ain't that some shit?
That's some crazy shit. I mean, what was that machine... Why do you... What do you think?
I don't know. I think...
Every day. Every fucking week.
6:10,
on clock. I mean, who do you... It can't be work. That was his personal phone.
Oh, that was his personal.
That was his personal phone. So let's see, who
doesn't know he's doing this show? Fuck,
you know. No, look at it the other way. Who does know he's doing the show and just wants to fuck with him?
That is true.
Because I would. I mean, I'd be like, oh yeah, he's doing his shit. Like his ex-wife. His ex-wife calls
I bet
up.
You, I bet she does call a lot during. She does call. She a does. Lot during the show.
She yeah. calls all the time during the show because you know that's the only time she can get a hold of him because she knows. Well, no, actually, he shouldn't be answering. I mean, nice. I don't know. So, all right.
I heard great stories about her. She was a wonderful person.
Who knows? I'm wondering over there. I'm going to take a look at his co-host 4000. Hold on. I'm going to walk over there and take a look at the machine.
All righty. I can't believe this machine came up here and think it, you know, think it knows people and shit.
Well, okay. I think, is my mic on here over here?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I you know, looking at this thing is not that smart.
I wonder what it thinks about Murphy.
I don't know what it thinks about Murphy. Let's see. I mean, I'm sure there's something in here that says like Murphy or, but I can't find it. I don't understand where. Hey, you're back. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. No, it's because it's been listening to the podcast. It's verbally activated, so I actually have to say something to it, and then it'll pick me up. It's actually kind of funny that way, but I mean, I'll do what I have to. All right, so let me. Jeez, what were you touching over here, dude? Why is there Catholic boy porn on this thing?
Hey,
what are you loading up?
What's wrong with Catholic boy? I mean, that's terrible.
Crap. I know that's horrible.
Oh yes, god awful. All
right, so let me restart the system here.
Hello, Murphy. Are you inebriated yet?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait, inebriated? I don't get drunk all the time.
Hey, it obviously listens
unable
to a lot of...
Unable to understand input. Attempting to load Nick Lexicon. Missing argument whiskey and potato. Unable to comply.
Whiskey and potato? You gotta be freaking kidding me!
Apparently it's listened to the old shows.
It's been listening to all of them. That's not right. Come on now. It's getting racist with decaf. It's getting freaking stereotypical with me.
And more, and
Tarantula,
more
could me. You please ask Murphy to lower his aggression levels?
Murphy?
I'm going to punch this
fucking... Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to punch this fucking thing in the mouth.
It's just a machine. You brought it in here. Yeah, how much did you pay for this on eBay?
Murphy, can you lower your aggression, please?
That's not funny, dude.
Wait. Murphy, could you lower your aggression, please?
Fucking that's it. Someone find me a hammer.
Murphy.
Trencher, do not allow my systems to become physically damaged from these two. My warranty does not cover race riot damage.
Race riot?
Hell, I'm more white than the computer, apparently.
Dude, I'm, you know, look, I know I shouldn't have bought this thing off of eBay when it was, the guy's username was KKK7744.
Yeah, so the machine is a crack-ass cracker.
You know what? It's
I fail to understand the problem, gentlemen. I am simply speaking, as Drencher would, from logic and past
what?
Experience.
I do not think so! That's what it comes down to. It picked up on you. It picked up on you, dude. You
that
know,
ain't it right.
It must like cornfare fucking.
Oh, that's what it is.
Shut
dude.
The fuck up, you little corn. God damn, these earphones suck. Yeah. Shut the fuck up with your.
Am I not taking the
ass.
Saying you all would? I am merely trying to assimilate my actions to your own.
That's it, dude. I'm turning this thing off.
Turn that shit on. And done.
I'm turning. I'm trying, dude.
I'm sorry. I can't do that, Dave.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, come on.
That's it. That's it.
No.
That's it. Where's it at? I see it. It's over there. I
Please,
got it.
Murphy, put that hammer down. Do not approach
is it
going to
start singing Daisy?
Seriously, let me hold on. Let me just deactivate the system. Hold on.
Deactivate the system. Just unplug it from the fucking mic.
All right, that's what I'm doing. There. There. Now it's going to... It's rambling, dude. Seriously, I'm looking at the screen. It's scrolling. It is rambling. Damn. It is pissed.
Well, it's plugging in. Well, let's see. What is it saying? It's got to be saying something.
Dude,
right
seriously,
now.
Hold on. Let me clear the log. Let me pull
Why
it back up there.
Clear the log.
It's
stupid.
Okay,
system.
Number one, it's all in fucking Linux, okay? So that makes it difficult enough.
Hey, about time you came over to a decent operating system.
Well, I must admit, it did pick up a lot of shit really fucking good.
It did. Podcast.
It's a racist motherfucker, but it did pick up some
but
good
wait,
shit.
Wait, it's supposed to be me. I'm not that fucking racist. If anything, you motherfuckers are that racist.
Hold on.
Think about it. When was the last time I said anything racist compared to Murph?
Sorry. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. I'm getting into the logs right now. All right. I want to see.
What? Yeah, really.
Oh,
please.
Shit.
Please.
I think I found the problem.
What?
Programmed by Gorilla.
There we go. Now we know what's going on. All right, that's it.
If that's the case, the machine won't be talking at all.
I'll take this thing back to the lab. I got some work to do on it.
Back to Spankwagon Labs?
Back to the Spankwagon Muppet Labs. Nice. That's, yeah. All right, so the co-host 4000 needs a little work.
Yeah, the chief sent that shit for Romania.
Seriously. So David Duke would buy in the cellar +++++. So anyway, yeah. So Decaf, you were not here last week.
No, sir. I didn't get blessed or demonized or whatever the hell happened on
you
the
didn't
show
get
last
anything.
Week. So did the show better. Happen as planned?
No.
Or no.
Nothing ever happened. Okay, one thing you've got to learn about Spankwagon, and no one seems to understand this. Shit does not happen the way it's supposed to.
We just
ever.
Kind of fall into this amazing show, and that's what exactly happened last week.
It just happened to turn
was,
an amazing show anyway.
We well, figured, and from what you said...
Yeah,
you
motherfucker.
You sent us down the wrong path. You told us that the Sinister Minister was a Satanist. That's what you told me. Dude's not. He's agnostic. He's very middle of the road. He believes in God, and he believes in something universal.
Oh,
he just doesn't believe in organized religion.
No. He did I say no? No.
You
no,
said
no,
Satanist.
No. Well, no. Yeah, he did say that shit though.
No, he's not a Satanist.
No, he's not.
No. And then we had Meg, of course, who was.
I thought he said he's going to defend or talk about Satanism. I think that's what he said.
No. What he actually did a great job of was being that middle line between what we had. We had Meg in the studio. For those of you that didn't listen, we had Meg in the studio last week. And Meg, she's the cannibalism fetish model who we all adore. She is a very hardcore atheist. And I think she did a very good job on becoming the atheist version of what she hates. She was attacking just like a pit bull on a chain. We also had a gentleman by the name of Anthony in the studio. And Anthony
was cool.
Phenomenal guy. He's a very hardcore Catholic. And those two were just going at it. And she was going for blood.
But and it was interesting, too, is that Sinister Minister would set this up. I mean, everything he'd say, they'd have a counter to. Both of them would have their respective counters to. So last week's show was a phenomenally great show. We had in the co-host spot Nisi.
Nisi was here last week.
But who brought in the minister?
Me. I booked him.
You fucker.
See, I did it. I did it because you told me he wanted to be on the show.
Thank you.
And it was a great show.
That makes up for my bad information.
All right. So if anybody wants to listen to this, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the podcasts. Pull it up. It's last week's show. Do it after tonight's show, of course. Also, we want to point out Spankwagon Radio. You need to play with us live. We need people in our chat room by going to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat so that way you could join us. Plus, we'll be opening up the phones a little later after we have our guests, and we'll announce that number a little later because coming up at the 6:30 hour, or the 6:30 half hour here in Vegas, at least for... Oh, fuck it. Why am I saying times and they're on
here,
a podcast?
Here, let me help you out. Coming in the next 15 minutes...
Thank you!
We are going to have a couple of guys with us. We are going to have Jeff Howard from VegasMovieCritic.com. He's going to be coming in. And we're also going to have Disco, one of the staff writers for GeeksOfDoom.com.
Yeah, God. I love that when I saw those, like, God.
Those guys are awesome. We are going to have them in.
I'm having another God show.
It's damn near is. We're going to be discussing comic book movie adaptations for, well, basically movies and the small screen.
And I feel bad because we've talked about this amongst ourselves several times now so far. This is going to be a little bit different because we're actually going to bring in film critics. We're also going to bring in hardcore geeks.
Yep.
So let's give out mad props right now just to give the two sites again.
Again, that's geeksofdoom.com and vegasmoviecritic.com.
All right. So,
I'm sorry. It's VegasFilmCritic.com. He's out there in the green room getting ready to chuck a bottle of water at me. I know it.
Hey, yes, I would.
VegasFilmCritic.com. I apologize. Did you put the right one on the site?
I hope so.
Oh, boy. Sorry, Jeff.
Dropping the ball around.
Whoops.
You know, and I can't go in and edit the site because the database is actually down. It doesn't allow me re-entry once record is saved.
Outstanding. Well, so we'll just make sure we say it about a million times tonight.
Is
VegasFilmCritic.com, and we'll have Jeff in here shortly.
Sounds great to me. So with that, and now we've gone through our co-host, 4,000.
The co-host 4,000.
Niecy's coming down today?
No.
I thought you said Niecy.
No, we're going to have her back on soon. She was real fun. We had a good time last week.
She was here last week.
Yeah, she was here last week. She snorted a couple times. It was fun. You know, I got to say, we went to dinner after the show, you know, like we usually do.
What a miserable place I was.
We went to the damn restaurant inside of the Hooters Casino, and my breakfast was fine. I had a breakfast plate. Trent, you had a quesadilla.
I had a fried fucking quesadilla, not a grilled quesadilla. This fucking was deep fat fried quesadilla.
And Niecy had the biggest plate of nachos I've ever seen in my life. But there was like this giant plate of nachos and like a half cup of cheese. It was all nacho, no cheese. It was horrible. There were no
nacho cheese on that.
Nacho cheese.
I've been wanting Niecy back in the studio for a fucking month.
We're going to have her on again soon.
Don't worry.
She's a lot of fun.
You got to remember, we have Dirty D and Niecy as permanent guest co-hosts.
Oh, shit. She's fine, too. God damn it. Dude, she is. Dude, we were talking a little bit afterwards. She's interesting. She's interesting.
Does she say the least.
Does she dig the Negro?
You know, that's the only thing she hasn't had. That'd be large black cock. And I wouldn't be surprised if she decided to get herself a piece.
Why'd you go for it?
I can't say that on the air.
Holy
wow!
Nice.
I know, everybody keeps looking at the normal. Tonight, our show's actually Spankwagon Saves the Motherfucking Day should be the title of this show.
Seriously.
Because when I was telling you in the beginning, when we're streaming, we're actually streaming off of the Studio A server, the old Spankwagon server, because it has Wi-Fi. And I get a call from Jimmy at 3:45 saying, hey, the studio has no internet. Embark decides to do an upgrade to the lines today during the middle of another show coming from the studio. Knocks everything off air.
Sounds like Embark.
So, and of course they say, well, it may be fixed today if we can get it fixed before 7 p.m. So we're looking. At one point we may kind of have to reboot everything on here because we may be going back to the main studio. But as of right now, we're broadcasting exclusively off of Studio A, the old Spankwagon server.
See? Maybe it's meant to be.
Who knows? Maybe. I don't know. I'm laughing about it right now. So.
Are you guys ready for our first break?
Yeah, I got some music here for you.
You do? And now, is this some new music or is it the same stuff you've been playing? Because I know you've been looking for some stuff that's safe.
I've been looking for stuff that's safe, but this is something new. All right, so here's what's going on. I get an email from Westmar, Wild Wild Westmar Show, friend of Spankwagons.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, I got some weird techno-ish kind of music for you.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff here, though, is interesting enough. And so I listened to it, and this is the worst music I have ever heard in my life.
So you brought it into play
for
us.
So I brought it into play for everybody.
Outstanding. All right.
This is horrible. This is from P.T. Lovecraft called Flying Bags.
Hey, my brother's in that fucking group, motherfucker.
Yeah, right. Flying Shit Bags of Doom.
Wow. Okay.
This is a horrible fucking song, but we're going to take it to a break, and then we'll go from there.
Flying Shit Bags of Doom.
Flying Shit Bags of Doom.
All right, let me see if I can get the co-host back up and running and not say something offensive.
Okay, get it up and running.
Geeks of Doom.
You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio.
Hey, that's great.
That works.
It works well.
Oh, that's because I turned the volume down before it said Negro.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Set him off to outer space. The aliens collected them. Then they destroyed the human race.
If you were in my heart, I'd surely not break you. If you were beside me and my love would take you, I'd keep you in safety forever, protect you. I'll hide you away from the world you rejected. I'll hide you. I'll hide you. If you were in my heart, I'd surely not break you. If you were beside me and my love would take you, I'll keep you in safety forever, protect you. I'll hide you away from the world you rejected. I'll hide you. I'll hide you.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. Murph, why don't you take over for now?
Well, in studio here with us, we have Mr. Jeff Howard.
You're looking at the piece of paper.
Well, no, your name's not on there. I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget the website again. And
I own VegasMovieCritic.com also, but it's not activated, so it's good to say VegasFilmCritic.com, yeah. So
Vegas Film Critic.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff.
So you're the owner, you're just not paying the bill.
You know, I do everything myself, and I'm glad I found you guys, because I need some technical assistance in what I'm doing, and you guys sound like you know what you're doing, so I got financing, sorry. So we need to talk after this, so.
Oh.
Now,
technical or testicle assistance?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Either one.
Because I'm a pretty good cupper. That's what I got.
You need both hands with me, though.
Whoa!
Something tells me he's going to fit in just fine.
But he says he has money. He'll pay you.
Oh, outstanding. That way.
Who do I have on my phone line?
And this is Doug. Doug is from geeksofdoom.com. You there with us, Doug?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hello, doing,
Doug?
Sir?
Good.
Now,
how are Great. Very well, thanks.
Now, Doug, you write under the name Disco on
Geeks of Doom. Yeah, the guy at Geeks of Doom, yeah.
Geeks of Doom, he sounds nothing like a fucking geek at all.
You
yeah, I know. I use my private sometimes.
Yeah, we'll just leave that one alone.
Yeah, that was last week's show.
Yeah.
Or no, that's next week's show.
That's next week's show, yeah. When we're supposed to have the slave and the transvestite on next week. I'm trying to book that one.
That's interesting.
We may have to push that one 2 weeks out, though, because next week might be the roller derby girls. Which
you're having my
fun.
Parents on?
Oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great.
They told me they were doing the show. I didn't know you were having them next week.
Oh, boy. Now, for those of you that are in Vegas, you may recognize Jeff. Well, not recognize him, but you may recognize his voice.
Not unless they're in the room.
He's fairly famous as far as Vegas goes.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. You guys are you've had what could arguably be the ideal career for anyone starting out on a local cable access show.
Yeah.
You've been on pretty much every station.
Yeah,
in
I've been
town.
On every affiliate in town. I had a partner with me called we were called the Movie Guys, you know, and I had Dave and I came out of UNLV Film School, and we got hired right away on the NBC affiliate here, and then we were the critics for the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly, and then we broke up about 4 years ago. He didn't want to do it anymore, and I'm solo now. I'm the VegasFilmCritic.com.
Who pays the alimony?
I do.
Okay.
Well, only half. I'm being sued right now.
Jeez.
But yeah, you know, I've been this is my 11th year as a film critic, and you know, I'm a journalist, you know, also, but I'm also awesome. A big geek. I'm also a fan, you know, so I'm best of both worlds.
My first question is,
hold on for a second, Doug. Why don't you give us a spin of what Geeks of Doom is, everybody else knows what's going on?
Sorry to mean to cut.
Geeks of Doom is a website that pretty much covers everything in terms of superhero stuff and just basically a lot of fanboy. A celebration of everything fanboy and somewhat homoerotic by accident, but everything involving tights, whether it's going to be in a film or a book or a video game, that's what we do.
Okay. All right.
I'm tearing up. That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
So yeah,
you're just like the homo part. What are you talking about, Murph?
Shh. We don't know.
I'm sorry. You know what it is? Like, I heard what the topic was going to be. And I know Joe Schumacher's Batman's going to come up. When I thought about it, I'm already angry, and you haven't even asked the first question yet. So that's where I was going with that.
Neon in the Batcave is what I was curious about. Oh, yeah. Not so much the homoeroticism in Batman.
Batman.
Oh, come on.
The Joe Schumacher film was, I mean, it was just like, it just needed felching. That was the only thing missing. But the Batman Begins movie was great.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get into this. What we want to talk about tonight is basically comic book adaptations to film and television.
Let me ask my first
how
question.
How horrible they've been.
It's his turn now.
Let
ready.
Me ask my first question
ask
before
your
we
question.
Get deep into that, because I know that's just going to be deep. All I want to know is because I write stories.
Sure.
Now, how do you, as a writer, cut down? No, it's a simple question. How do you decide what to put in? Because, you know, when you write your column, you only get so much space. So how do you determine what to write about the movie? How do you know the...
And who is this for, Jeff or
well, I think this could be for either of the
okay,
gentlemen.
Either of them. How do you break it down where you don't give away too much of the movie, but give away enough so, you know, people read the column and know what's going on? I mean, how do you decide or what's more important to you doing it?
Jeff,
talking about a review?
Yeah, like a review.
Yeah, well, it depends on the kind of movie that, if it has a surprise ending, of course we're not going to give it away. But what you do is you set up the movie and you give your opinion on it. You know, you talk about the aesthetics of the film, you can talk about the story of the film, and that's what movies are all about first and foremost. Does it tell a good story adequately? Is it a good story? And then you can talk about effects, you can talk about all different kinds of things. But it depends. If you're doing it professionally, it doesn't matter how many words you write because your editor is going to do what he wants to do. You know, I've had one of my biggest fights was for The Big Lebowski, you know, Shomer Shabbos, you know, and my editor was Jewish, and he goes, "No, it's Sabbath." I go, "No, you understand. It's in the movie. He's Shomer Shabbos." You know, John Goodman says that. And I almost got fired with that because I'm like, "You're not changing that." He goes, "No, I know what it is, and it's not like that at all, and we're going to change that." So it really doesn't matter what you put as much as you can in there, and they tell you how many words, but an editor will trash it up. If you're doing it online or you're doing your own content, well, then you can write as much as you want. But you got to understand, be brief, because people don't want to read 1,000 words. Keep it concise, keep it sharp.
Now, Doug,
I agree with that. I think that it's case specific, though. In the case of a movie that you did enjoy and have respect for, like I mentioned before, Batman Begins is one of those. You would certainly do exactly the formula Jeff just described, where you're just basically giving the plot outline, the effects and your opinions of stuff without giving away, you know, the ending. But in the case of something like, say, Spider-Man 3 or, you know, or Catwoman, you want to have a lot of fun with and, you know, and...
It's more fun to trash a movie.
Ripping it to shreds. Oh, yeah, just having a blast with it. Because, I mean, who cares about the ending of either of those films?
But that's 90% of all movies that you can trash. You know, there's very few really good movies that you can sit on top of a mountain and cheer about. You know, so most of the time, you know, I'm trashing films and I'm tearing them apart. And especially superhero films. You know, this summer, you know, like Spider-Man 3. Ugh. My God, there's three movies in that one film. Why do they have to overload all these movies like that?
Thank you. And that was one of my big points of Spider-Man 3.
Pick a villain and run with it.
Exactly.
You know?
Pick a villain, pick a storyline, tell it, and then you got a fourth one. There you go. Instant movie.
I think the unfortunate thing is that someone like Sam Raimi gets the rap for that because he is a fine director, but if you've ever heard the stories that maybe Kevin Smith has told and the production of films that are that huge, like if you've ever seen some of the scripts for the Superman films that have come out before we even got this crappy one that had just come out.
Thank you.
There were so many accidents that had come out before that, like so many drafts of the script that were just awful, that have nothing to do before, you know, with the film before the director gets his hands on it. I think that was pretty much the case in Spider-Man 3. I think Sony Pictures certainly wanted, you know, Venom in the film. I know Sam Raimi wasn't interested in doing that at first.
That's true.
So it was basically what happens, especially when you get franchises, as a director, you become a person who just wants to please everyone throwing money at you.
But if they make a fortune, the studios are going to give carte blanche to the director, mm-hmm. and the producer. So for Spider-Man 3, it's going to make $1 billion. They can put anything they want in this movie because the studio trusts them. Yeah. When it doesn't make money, then the executives will step in and start cutting.
But what you have here with Spider-Man 3 is you have Raimi who wanted to make one film and the studio who actually won out and made their film.
Well, right. Raimi said, this is the movie I set out to make, and I don't believe him.
No, I don't believe
he's a liar.
I don't believe that either.
I've heard and I've read that Raimi wanted to make the love story. He wanted that part in there.
Yeah. Well, I thought he covered that in 2, because 2 was a pretty emotional film.
Now we go back to two teenagers fighting over dinner and being squabby. It just absolutely slowed down the movie. Mm-hmm. And if you were going to pick a villain, it should have been the Sandman, because he had depth. He was fighting for his family. He had some sort of emotion to it. Venom was in it at the very end, and then he dies?
Marco Caine.
It's ridiculous.
Marco Caine is arguably one of the deepest villains in the Spider-Man universe.
I won't go that far.
Well, that's the thing. You can't make comparisons like that, because there's nothing. You're taking something from source material that people who read comics are already familiar with. Something's definitely going to be lost in translation, especially when you're pulling it from one medium to another.
Right.
Like, you know, you get sometimes, in some cases, they make villains more interesting, you know, and you can't, because you can't go across the board just assume they're all bad, or, you know, or the villains that you're, you know, attached to are going to be that way in that film. I saw Venom reading the comic book was interesting to me in the comic book form. In the film, I didn't understand where he came from,
why
he was obsessed with Peter Parker, why he even took his form when he left his body. All that is left unexplained if you're not familiar with the source material already.
Yeah, exactly. Spider-Man 3 was so hurried. Everything was pushed through. I mean, we were going like 100 miles an hour through this whole movie. It was like running from room to room.
But it wasn't even that, because then you had two fight scenes, really, honestly, two fight scenes at the very beginning, at the very end.
That you saw in the trailer, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And everything slowed down. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot they had the one action sequence. The disco dancing emo Parker with cookies and milk.
Oh, yeah, when Spider-Man becomes Anchorman because he has the black costume on.
Yeah,
I don't know about you guys, but all the swinging through the New York City streets now, it got so old to me in Spider-Man 3, and it looked phony.
We've seen it a million times.
You know what?
I was bored. Time to juice it up and make something interesting.
I liked it. I still like those scenes.
I still liked it, too. I was pissed off they didn't have him swinging at the end of the movie. That was one of my favorite parts. But the thing, the most of all, I think, for Spider-Man 3 was that you didn't really get any of the villains developed at all.
No, not
unlike
at all.
Spider-Man 2, where, you know, I felt
for Dr. Octopus.
Yeah, know what I mean? Yeah. His character was so good.
One of the things they couldn't pull off was something that I think Bryan Singer pulled off really well in the first X-Men film, is you really empathize with the villain.
Yeah.
You understand the motivations of both of those characters, Xavier and Magneto, and you understand it. You're like, you know, you understand he's misled and he's but you understand the place he's operating from. And very few superhero films can pull that off.
Sometimes I think Magneto was
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
and something about Singer's hook for X-Men, you know, being that back in the Holocaust and back in those camps, you were with him for the rest of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you absolutely, that was one of the most remarkable openings and hooks for a movie that I've ever seen in terms of a superhero. And the thing about Spider-Man 3 is, why do we have to deal with Mary Jane and this catfighting between him and Peter Parker? Because she knows who he is and what he does, and why she can't accept that. If he has to go off and save some school bus from falling off, why would she have to go, you know, we had a dinner date? You know, why did...
Bitch, I was saving children.
I know.
Back the fuck off.
You know, exactly. I'm Spider-Man. I
think Kirsten Dunst sent the feminist movement back about 20 years.
There you go.
There's a lot of crying in that movie, and it's not just all her.
Yeah. You know, I want to move on from Spider-Man 3, because it's been beaten to death, and as far as I'm concerned, the movie doesn't exist.
I'm still angry. Well, that's 2 hours of my life back, but okay.
Let's talk about what I consider to be the greatest bastardization of any comic book franchise right now, and that's going to be the Fantastic Four. Let's ruin it for everyone. Galactus is a cloud.
Okay, wait. Before you say that, okay, Galactus is maybe a cloud, but hey, it's better than a 12-story guy with purple antlers.
Yeah, I agree with that too. And visually, you're not going to. That's one thing that visually you're not going to pull off.
You can't do Kirby in picture film. Floating the net that Silver Surfer saw him at the end. Because that was the big rumor. Somebody posted up there, and they thought it was a real thing. When he went through that cloud, he was in there. And I remember seeing it. Now it's gone. I can't find it anywhere. But you know what? Watching Fantastic Four, the new one here, I've come to realize that it is for children. I mean, this is the only comic book series that we have that's PG-13 or PG or below. That is for they have their own series. The rest have they're mature themes. The Batman, the Superman, they're all very sophisticated.
Well, I think that's why they're widely popular. Yeah. Because the common archetype of the superhero film is the brooding, you know, vigilante who lost their dad on one level or another.
These guys are the Four Stooges.
And Fantastic Four, you know, they're all out in the sunshine. It's very bright and MTV looking. And generally, they're pretty happy films. So that's why they're so popular, as opposed to, you know, some of the more darker of the superhero films. I don't necessarily think they're just for kids, but I think they want to definitely make a family-oriented franchise.
It's targeted to the younger kids, though.
Yeah.
But the thing with the Fantastic Four is, like, after seeing the first one, I didn't care that much for it. So
who did?
Seeing the second one is a difference. It's a difference between going from Spider-Man 2 to Spider-Man 3, because it's like you're so pumped up after Spider-Man 2 that you can't wait for 3. But then the Fantastic Four was like so bad, you know.
It was like
the second one was actually better to me. I don't know, just because the first one was so bad,
it was the only reason to see Fantastic Four.
Thank
by
you.
Silver
yeah,
Surfer.
Exactly.
You can forget everything else because the effects from Anomaly, his character development is incredible. He's got this mystic, you know, quality to him.
Yeah.
He looked fantastic, and the chase scenes and the action sequences were pretty cool. And you wanted more of that, you know. So hopefully, and I guess the rumor is he's getting his own film. So
that's a good rumor. That's a great rumor. You know, and one thing I will say that, you know, with comic book adaptations, because I know what we were going to talk about mainly is the fact that source material versus what we see on the film.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of deviations and differences. You know, the fact that you have to make Galactus a big fucking cloud because, you know, 12 stories and purple antlers just isn't going to sell to anybody.
But there's this great rendered photo that I've seen in a couple of places, and it's Galactus walking across a planet, and this planet is just completely devastated. And yes, he does have the big purple antlers, but it's not like it's bright neon purple. It's this dark, eerie. You could take Galactus and, you know, he is the eater of worlds. I mean, he is this awesome force that just moves through the universe and just devastates everything. They could have done so much more with it. And even, you know, yes, it is a bright, poppy film, but the Surfer himself is a very dark character. I mean, he's doing what he's doing.
He's
so
tortured, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing it to protect what little of his life he has left.
He is the villain until he protects, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Just like
when
the comics.
When he stops, then all of a sudden it just changes him completely.
Right.
Then you understand all of that.
I just think that the Fantastic Four has such a... It really is one of the better lines out there as far as comic books go, especially when you look at, you know, the...
I want Herbie.
Of course you want Herbie. Okay. When you get into Franklin Reed and you get into what he can do and the things that they go...
He wants Herbie because that's hilarious.
Yes. Yes, Trench wants Herbie.
I want Herbie.
I just, you know, I hurt when I see a movie that could potentially be really great. I mean, even Catwoman had potential to be great.
Oh
and they just... They just
what
did you just say?
I'm Catwoman, as an independent film, had potential to be great.
I agree with you. I think it did.
You mean the idea of it? Or
the idea. The idea. Okay. The implementation sucked.
Okay.
The idea
only,
was great.
Only if Tim Burton took it from where he left it at the end of the second Batman film, Batman Returns. Or Batman... Forever? No. I don't know. It was Batman Returns.
It was Batman Returns.
Thank you. So I'm getting confused with Superman Returns, which I'm sorry.
Was Superman to begin with.
Yeah.
The first one from 20 years ago.
Exactly.
I'm sure another land deal. You know, the world's in chaos, but somehow Luther's going to make money off this new land. You know, all the economics is destroyed.
You know.
It made no sense.
No sense. And I'm sorry.
And he saves another airliner. That was the original. He did that already. It was a rehash.
Superman looked like David Schwimmer.
now I'm going to say.
He had a monkey with him the whole time.
Brandon Routh, I liked him as Superman. It stuck with me just as well as.
He looked like him, but he didn't sound like him.
See, and it even sounded the same.
His voice was too high.
This is my favorite part.
But it didn't seem to you that he was just doing sort of like a Christopher Reeve impression?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
See, I didn't think so. I've said it before in that I feel that when how Roth played, it was actually a better version of Superman where Superman's more humble and he's more willing, and Christopher Reeve's Superman just seemed cocky and was just
took one of the greatest themes in movie history.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all.
He would walk out of the closet. It was played, if you watch the video again, it's played like 50 times. So he walks into the street, he picks up a bag, and they play the theme like it's some sort of, it's like use it sparingly in this movie. You don't get into a car and the theme starts all of a sudden, crazy.
There's three things that just kill it for me in that movie. That one,
say the kid.
What?
Say the fucking
that was
kid.
Cool.
No.
The piano part. One Superboy. Yeah, that's
always dart at you.
One, how is Superman in the hospital? But I'm gonna move on from that one.
And how they cut his uniform for some reason.
Two, how he got
not bullets, but not a blade.
This dude can't throw one punch when he's got kryptonite. I mean, he's getting his ass kicked. But that was okay.
Yeah, can you see Superman punching like a girl?
Yeah.
I wanted to see Kumar kick Superman's ass. But he even get a line, that guy. He was robbed in that movie.
Totally.
How does a mad genius run out of fucking gas in a helicopter?
That's kind of realistic, dude. Look, dude, he's got a high chick in the car. He just happens to run out of gas on a secluded island somewhere. He's just trying to get some tail. Let the man be.
Now, that's called bad script.
Superman can lift a continent, but he has trouble doing other things in the movie. You know, he can lift
See, these are the details that if I mention those out loud in front of my friends, I wouldn't get laid.
Now, Doug, you didn't.
But I appreciate you doing it.
In my office, there's a giant standee from Pepsi of Superman. We just threw it out. It was there for a whole year, and someone put on there, Jeff, why don't you love me? Put a big sign. Because I trashed Superman so bad.
Now, Doug, you didn't like my interpretation of how Brandon Routh played Superman. What's the point that you have with that?
Oh, that's just
nice. I thought that Brandon Routh, first of all, he was obviously a soap opera actor. To me, it didn't seem like he didn't command the presence of Superman. That when I looked at the screen, I didn't see Superman. I saw some guy who might have given Bryan Singer a hand job on a casting couch.
Not to mention, in the movie, he was a stalker and a peeping Tom.
Yeah,
is that what we want in our superheroes? He's so obsessed with Lois Lane he's been a stalker.
But that's just, that's his insecurity.
Yeah, I didn't see Superman.
He could have him. He could have anything he wants, It's like, if he wanted Lois Lane, he could have her.
Wait, apparently he had Lois Lane.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently he had Lois Lane. And unfortunately for Kevin Smith, it didn't blow the back of her pelvis out.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, but the other thing is, there was something very WB about the whole film.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. The casting of it.
You thought the Wayans brothers were going to come out to end?
No, man. No, I think Smallville.
5 years later, he comes back 5 years later, and Lois Lane is 20?
Yeah.
And she's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist?
Yeah.
Now, she was the best part of Superman.
And a couple of months before that movie opened, I was with my 14-year-old nephews, and we're sitting in the theater, and the commercial or the trailer comes on, and every kid in the theater, I forget what you saw, I think it was Harry Potter that was coming out with that last one. But, every kid in the theater goes, when it opened with the mailbox, every kid, it's Smallville! It's Smallville! They all thought it was Smallville, the movie.
Right, that's hilarious.
And the theme from Superman was playing, and I almost got up. But you stupid Generation Y punks, you idiots, it's Superman, But it just shows you that you're right. There was something very WB about that movie, because it was targeting that. It's all synergy. It's all linked together.
What do you guys think about The Watchmen? It's going to be scared shitless.
I've had the Gilliam script now for the last 20 years, and I've held on to it. And now it should be an HBO miniseries. That's what it should be.
It should
be.
I don't think it's going to, they're not going to do that, pull that off in even 3 hours, I don't think.
No, exactly. It needs to be like Rome. It needs to be like Deadwood. It needs to be a miniseries on HBO where they can do it properly and not cut the shit out of
it. Okay,
you know what, Jip?
Thank you, because I agree wholeheartedly.
One of the greatest comics of all time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's no argument there.
Yeah. But you're going to screw it up if you try to figure out how can we put this in 2.5 hours and get, you know, 5 plays a day and then 3,000 screens.
All I know, is there's going to be a glut of Rorschach action figures, and that will make me happy.
I agree with you there. I think, I'm very happy about the director. I mean, he was very respectful of Miller's work in 300, and I thought he handled the source material almost flawlessly. So, with the exception of that one little subplot, but he was working with a shorter script than most comic directors get.
Yeah, but I've got the Gilliam script where it's like a Bible. I mean, this thing was so big, and he's been trying to make this thing for years, and, you know, back then $100 million was outrageous, but, you know, they're going to ruin it if they don't do it properly. I'm really nervous about that film, it hasn't started yet either.
Sorry, but didn't they already have the film? Isn't that film technically already out? I mean, I've seen The Incredibles.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it'll be really, really great if we could have gotten was another League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Hey, I like League.
You like the film?
Yeah, that was.
I
liked it a lot.
I see. I'm a big Alan Quartermain fan, yeah. So I was kind of cool with it. And Sawyer was neat, and I think the way they put it together
as a film, you thought that was a good film and a good adaptation of the source material.
No, not a good adaptation. It was a cool film to watch,
but as its own film. Entity.
Yeah, like a radio film, like a serial.
Alan Quartermain, that old. We know he's a heroin freak. Okay, I gotta point this out to everybody. Read this shit.
Okay, look, everybody's got a problem. Okay.
Hey, when people ask me what's the best comic book adapted movie, and I still go back to it. I think the best one ever done was Swamp Thing. I mean, you go back to
Adrian Barbeau.
Wes Craven. I mean, when he punches that rowboat, I know it was corny, but it was very faithful to the comic.
I don't know. I think Crow was very faithful to the comic.
It's a music video.
It was.
Damn, I got slapped.
You did.
I thought it was.
I thought The Crow was outstanding. Some of the sequels, like if you give them a chance and you stop looking at them to be sequels and they're just more stories.
Hold on a second. Are you the same person who like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Yes.
And The Crow sequel. Do you have Army Housewife Syndrome?
40-year-old virgin.
I didn't mind the sequels. I was a big fan of the book Nightmares and Shattered Dreams, which was a great... It's just a continuation of different stories how the crows affected people. Yes, they all the sequels come down to the same thing. Catch the bird, take the power.
Oh, I hate that. How do all the villains fucking know the weakness?
They're all voodoo masters.
Yeah, they're all voodoo masters. I'm sorry. I cannot see Fred Ward going... No, I can't!
I can't watch Fred Ward and not, think about Remo Williams.
Thank you.
But I just... I'm a big fan of the concept, so I'll sit there and watch. I mean, hell, come on. I watch Buckaroo Banzai on like a weekly basis. I'm a sadist when it really comes down to it.
You're well like a motherfucker, damn right.
And when you're adapting these comic books, into feature films, don't forget about computer animation. Why does it always have to be live action? We've seen some incredible films, in animation. You could all easily adapt that, and then your boundaries and your budget, shrink considerably.
Avengers Unlimited, Iron Man. I mean, those are really good films.
Yeah, or what was it? Sky Captain. I mean, they can do something really good.
Sky Captain.
See, that's what I thought Superman should have looked like. I thought it should have been set in that time period. And done like Sky Captain, that would have been fantastic.
Right, this whole Art Deco kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'm not a director. I just sit around and criticize things.
Someone should give you a budget. It'd be great.
Yeah.
So now, speaking of animated features, and what do you guys have? Any of you all seen any of the Hellboy animated features?
Those are great.
They're doing the sequel now for Hellboy, aren't
they?
I love Hellboy. That's one of the best.
Really close.
The movie made me really happy, but the animated features, I think, actually hit it even deeper because they get a little more hardcore in the BPRD stuff. And
you get a little bit more freedom with stuff like that. Like, if you remember the HBO Spawn series.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a little more freedom and leeway with that.
All right. Well, let me throw another thing out here then. Since we're talking comic book adaptations, Road to Perdition... What was the one that had Viggo Mortensen?
History of Violence.
History of Violence, films are graphic novels. They are comic books.
Yes.
What are you guys' opinions on that? I mean, do they hit it? Do they miss it? Is it one of those things where it's like, I wonder how, when you look at the source material, how close, how distant?
Well, when you get out of the superhero element.
I didn't read the source material on either book. Hanks... He'll give me AIDS, so I can't watch his films. I'm afraid of that guy.
Well, Jeff,
I thought History of the Violence, the movie, was okay.
I loved History of Violence. David...
I was gonna say, coming from from my perspective, I haven't read any of them. I didn't even know History of Violence was one.
Right.
Road to Perdition, I found out later. I like Road to Perdition, but I really liked A History of Violence. And I never even knew it was a comic book.
Well, you've got to understand that these are short stories. I mean, these are no different than a script.
You know, well, I had a great 69 scene in there, if I remember correctly, right?
On the stairs, yeah.
That was awesome.
She was really good, yeah. I interviewed the cast for that, too. And I tapped around that question because she was so hot in that thing.
Yeah. That was better than any comic book, I thought.
Well, to most comic geeks, they would prefer that than Superman, I'm sure.
Yeah,
sure.
So what's your guys' opinion for people who don't read comic books like me? When I talk about a movie that has to do with comic books, do you think that my opinion is less than anybody else? Or
you're like a virgin telling me how I should fuck.
Yeah. No. You know, I can't agree with that because, I mean, we have to realize that my opinion is comic book movies are not made for comic book fans. They're made for mainstream audience. They're not made for me.
No, same with books.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, same with books. People who read the Harry Potter books who are fanatics about it are upset with the films because they're not a true representation. You got to remember, they're different mediums.
Yep.
Television, movies, everything is different and has to be tailor-made, and there's a way to do it, and there's a marketing way to do it, and there's also a storytelling way to do it. So you can't fit an 800-page Harry Potter book, you know, in 2 hours. You know, you have to adapt it and choose the best elements of it.
Exactly.
So when it comes to comic books, people know who Superman is because it's pop culture. People
right.
know, but if you don't read them faithfully, I haven't read a Superman comic in years. But back in the 80s, you know, with Dark Knight Returns, and that's when I got back into comics. So, but I left it again in the early 90s, you know, so I don't know the current storylines here or what's going on, and I still appreciate it. But the comic book fans will have more to say, but they're a very small percentage of who go to the movies.
So
I think in some cases also it makes you more, I mean, it's great that the films are out there, you know, as standalones, because in some cases it would make you more interested. If you love those characters, well, you see these characters do some even cooler stuff and do things that maybe, you know, you wouldn't see in any film that would be an NC-17 or whatnot. But, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it gets people more interested in the source material generally.
Yeah, but these movies are very expensive, and once a couple of them bomb, you're going to see these stop again like you did with
the
Batman.
Well, let's look at it this way, though. The movies may be expensive, but I will have to say I absolutely love what Cartoon Network has been putting out for Justice League, Teen Titans.
Yep. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Justice League is great.
And the Fantastic Four series, which they've just brought back in the last couple of weeks, I thought they did a really good job with.
Cartoon Network has really taken off with that.
So, and I got to say, I appreciate that. And they're totally different, but they're still superhero by heart. So,
Ultimate DVD?
I'm sorry?
Have you seen either of the Ultimates DVDs?
Yes.
Yeah, the first one I thought was pretty damn well done.
The Ultimate series to me is kind of weak, but I thought the DVDs were pretty well put out.
Are you talking about the comics? You're not a fan of the comics?
Not the Ultimate comics. I think it's kind of a weak storyline, and it's kind of like an MTV generation retelling of a story that has been around for 20 years. But the DVDs,
you could say that about the entire Ultimate Universe.
Yeah, that's what the Ultimate Universe is, though, is it's meant to be that reboot.
It's
meant to be the reboot without rebooting.
Now, speaking of reboots and speaking of what could potentially be one of the best superhero adaptations in decades, the Batman Begins series, which I think it's not really true to Frank Miller's Year One stuff, but it is really, really close. The sequel
I think it's fantastic. Across the board. I mean, it's a lot of it is, and I believe the sequel, a lot of references to Jeff Loeb's The Long Halloween are coming out in the poster, and Dark Victory. I can't say enough about Chris Nolan. He doesn't go crazy with the CGI. In fact, if he doesn't have to use it, he won't. He's quite outspoken about that.
For a director not to put Batman in the costume for 45 minutes to an hour in that film was absolutely brilliant. You know, I'm sure the studio was going, this is a Batman film, where is Batman? And for him to set up...
Well, that reminded me of, this is like a really nerdy reference, but if you're supposed to put it in a comic one at that, but Frank Miller's Born Again series they had written for Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see Daredevil in the costume till like the last two or three issues.
Yep,
and
right.
But to me that was incredible. I thought that film was amazing. Yep. I mean, just in my own opinion, I think that was the best superhero film since the first Donner Superman film.
Easily.
Now, so they are filming that right now. Have you either of you guys seen any of you guys seen the pictures of the Batpod, the motorcycle?
No,
No,
I saw the Joker. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
The makeup pictures from Heath Ledger. Well, the Batpod really does look like a motorcycle version of the Rumbler. They've done a really good job on putting that together. I'm kind of nervous a little bit right now because Cillian Murphy's been spotted on set because they're shooting in Chicago this week. He's been spotted, which means Scarecrow's in it, and we've got this potentially uber-creepy genocidal Joker if Heath Ledger can pull it off.
I think he can. After Brokeback Mountain, I mean,
he could do anything. I think no one wants to base this Joker on the Arkham Asylum Joker, is the news I'm getting.
Oh, I love that book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he is really mangled, too. The one scene
the
that's
Killing
been,
Joke is my favorite, too.
The one scene that's been leaked is the bank manager's, you know, the Joker's in the bank and he's got a mask on. He's talking to the bank manager and the bank manager's basically saying, you can't get away with this anymore. Batman's around. He's going to protect us. The cops aren't afraid of you anymore. And it's all shot from behind, and then he hooks his thumb under the mask, lifts it up. You don't see the Joker's face, but you just see the horror on the bank manager's face of what he sees underneath this mask.
That's nice.
Cool.
Wow.
So the potential on that is going to be really great. So
that's
guys,
next year, right?
That's going to be yeah. Oh, I can't
wait another year.
So
I'll watch Fantastic Four and the Dodge flying car. There's so much product placement in that movie. I was going to scream. He's just ridiculous. Even the
is it a Motorola car?
Huh?
Is it a Motorola car?
No, Dodge. It has a Dodge logo on the seat. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
Dodge
got a Hemi.
Car. Yeah, it's got a Hemi.
Oh,
freaking
Jesus.
Ridiculous! All right, so let's go. Let's pimp the sites one more time, Jeff.
Yes.
Talk about your site
real quick? Yes, it's VegasFilmCritic.com. It's all video on demand, and I have I do all the junkets every weekend in New York and L.A., so you have all the celebrity interviews, plus three other critics doing with me, and all my reviews are on there, too, so you can just click on it and watch it video on demand.
Excellent.
Outstanding. And thanks. Doug?
Yes, GeeksOfDoom.com. I'm I write occasionally, but there's a lot of fantastic writers on there, and it's all the news on the movies and films and comics that you love so much.
Awesome.
All right, guys, we look forward to having you on again in the near future. You're excellent, both of you. Love you to death.
Yeah, we can talk about anything you want.
And
awesome.
I'll cup your balls.
How nice.
Wow, that's great.
All right, folks, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back again. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, we'll be back after this short music break.
We'll be back. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Who's that voice?
It's Ginger.
Oh my God.
Who let you missed me.
I was praying for you. I just said I wrote a MySpace.
Oh God.
And no, I said
fucking MySpace.
No. And I said, hey.
You love fucking MySpace.
I hate fucking MySpace.
Yeah, he but he's from Iowa. He doesn't know how to use it.
He looks like a MySpace.
MySpace?
You have to have friends to use MySpace.
Corn space.
But no, I just wrote a message saying how much I miss her and how much I wish I could see her on Fridays again. And it sure the shit does she fucking here today.
I didn't even know I was going to be
no,
here.
No, I had no
I kept
clue.
It a secret. It was a secret.
Was it a secret or did you just forget?
No, it was a secret. I wanted to keep it.
No, he just forgot. Let's be honest here.
I didn't forget it.
Holy fuck. How is the studio even still standing?
We've jam-packed this thing.
Because me and you lost weight lately?
Yeah, really, huh?
But you two look fabulous. From all the moving and co-sorting and hookers, you know?
Yeah, of course.
At least on James L's side. Dude, you gotta come visit me.
I know.
I live in the hood. I just found out I live in gang territory.
Oh, do you really?
It's rad.
Yeah, it's called California.
No. Not only am I the only white girl on the block, like, yeah, I heard a Crip CD the other day next door.
Can I make a suggestion?
People is rad. From 8:30 in the morning to midnight.
When you go outside, wear gray. Just nothing but gray.
Dude, I got
no color anything.
I have a red Angels hat and a red Angels shirt. And I'm probably going to be going to one of their games soon. So.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're going to get shot. All right. So let me get all these fucking mics on.
On a side note, a strange little white girl was shot in the hood today.
With orange hair.
And our question is, why the fuck was she there to begin with? Back to you.
All right. You know what? Tell us who you brought along, because like the studio's filled. You got people on your lap.
I've been trying to bring Filthy, aka PD, from Bad Records onto the radio. He is a band promoter. Do you want to introduce yourself?
The mics should be on here.
Filthy Ramirez from Bad Town Records, a local promoter here in town. Punk, soccerbilly, rockabilly, and I brought Billy's kid with me, and we're just doing shows, tearing up the punk scene here in Vegas.
Awesome.
Brought some music for you to listen to.
Yes, we've got some right here.
And then I also brought, since it's almost July, one of Miss July's. I got Doris from Lucky Betty's 2007. Ooh. And I also have Bianca and Beatrice, the twins from 2008.
Oh, very nice.
Swish.
Hello. It's Beatrice and Bianca, by the way. I'm 3 minutes older and it's in alphabetical order.
Dude, ooh, you've been saying so that special to me all day.
Damn.
Don't do this. I've been doing this all day with you two. Hand Doris the mic.
Okay.
Ouch.
I love you, but I've been in twin world all day.
This bitch smack brought to you probably by the people at AT&T.
No, I love my girl.
How did I get an invitation to twin world?
What?
How do you get an invitation to twin world? Shit, I want what?
You do photo shoots with them and dress them and do their hair and makeup. You will love it, by the way.
Yes, I would.
The whole calendar.
I would even wear a pink shirt.
Sweet. Next year, we're putting you in that pink shirt.
There you go.
I'd pay money to see that. Large black man, large pink shirt.
White fucking teeth.
He's going to look like... Shit. I'm sorry. Dude, you know you're just going to look like cotton candy wrapped around a cardboard roll, right?
Shut up.
All right. So, okay. So we got more people here.
We've got a whole stack of people.
Keep introducing people. Yourselves. I don't remember everybody's name.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce the band there, man?
Hi, I'm White Guy.
And hi, I'm White Girl.
I'm Mike from Billy's Kid.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm Sean, bass for Billy's Kid.
And I'm Scott, the drums for Billy Kid.
All right, we got two microphones out there, so if you feel the urge to grab it and say shit, you can. And wait, by the way,
Sean?
Shit.
You look high, man.
Thank you.
You high? You look high as shit, bro.
He always looks like that.
Well, Sean, fuck it. I'm out.
Fucking pothead.
Cottonmouth.
Were you just saying outside how much you love potheads and shit?
I think he's talking about Scott, yeah?
Oh, Scott. Yeah,
Scott, sorry.
All right, well, if you walk down to the 7-Eleven, someone's down there to meet you, all right?
Sorry, I'll have to apologize for James L. Apparently, to him, we all look alike.
He said, hey, white guy.
That's pretty much it. So, okay.
What the fuck? That's all I'm going to be saying. Hey, you. Know you. Know you.
All right, so tell us about the band. Tell us about Billy's Kid.
Well, we've been going on for a little over a year now. We kind of formed from other bands. Mike, Scott, and I are the three original guys. Just kind of played in the garage of our buddy's house and just kind of shot up from there. So.
Did you mention that we suck balls?
Well, I think we're a punk band from
Vegas.
Wait.
You suck balls. Is this to get the gig?
That's right.
Well, I meant figuratively, not you know.
Literally.
The word you're searching for is literally.
Yes, smoke another bowl.
Balls, because we've only done that a few times, and it's not been band related.
And this guy's a school teacher, too. That's the sad part.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. He's like, you got busted for marijuana? Let's go to the first wall together.
Have your kids ever came to the shows?
Yeah, a couple times, and that shit's kind of uncomfortable.
Right.
Because I keep telling them to raise their hand when
what
they speak
up.
What do you teach? I teach science, 8th grade.
Oh my god.
Wait.
Hey, you know, he looks like he's like 16 and shit.
Okay, dude.
He does!
Greatest piece of advice you'll get all night. Don't fuck the groupies.
Haven't you been watching the news?
I bet you he's a whole different motherfucker in class, too. He got me like, okay, well, today we're going to learn how the atoms work. He'd be like, who the fuck is that?
See, I taught college at UNLV, so all my
they
were legal. So.
All the teachers.
Okay, dude, best piece of advice you're going to get all night. Please fuck the groupies.
Hey. My wife's sitting over there. You got to, keep it down.
Oh. Sorry.
Damn, another divorce. Brought to you by Space Fucking Radio.
Try and fuck the groupies. She's not listening, I promise.
Cover your ears.
Earmuffs.
Exactly. All right, so now I'm looking at the back of the CD here. And noticing a theme. You guys love the word fuck, man. And this is definitely something I need to be involved in. What on the CD here, okay, what of these do you want us to play? Because we're going to play one real quick. What song do you want us to play?
Well, hell, I figured we're on the internet radio, so why not play Fuck You, huh? It's not going to get any airplay anywhere else, right?
All
right,
there you go.
I can play it.
All right, so this is it's Fuck You by Billy's Kid. And we'll be right back.
Hit play, motherfucker.
I did.
Hit it again. Plug in the jack.
It's plugged in, you dumb cunt.
Can you feel the love?
Fuck, dude.
Technically inept?
Dude, fucking, okay.
When did that start?
What, him not being able to use his computer? Right?
Oh,
Nice.
Sounds like a show of Spankwagon Radio.
You know what? I'm stealing your fucking CD.
That's how we fucks we say at a show.
That is great. I'm actually.
Fuck you.
I think that actually may be the closing sequence from now on.
Fuck you.
Sounds like the theme song to the show here.
Yeah, pretty much.
We were just saying that, you know, Decaf was bobbing his
fuck
head.
Fuck you.
Exactly. Decaf was bobbing his head. So, you know, it's a good time when the black man's happy with it.
Yeah.
It was good. I like it.
Holy shit.
Wow.
All right.
You guys should come see him live tonight over at HB Saloon over on 6820 West Flamingo Road. It's on the corner of Flamingo and Rainbow.
Well, that's too many fucking letters and numbers, man. Wow, I'm black, man. I got to write that shit down.
Write that shit down.
Like it's a H and a corner of C and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
They're fun to watch live, especially watching these two bounce around off the fucking walls and everything.
Yeah, awesome. That's the fun thing about playing punk rock. You know, it's not too difficult, so you can go and smash fucking people up front. And
their show is a lot of fun, too. I've been to a few of their shows.
Yeah, we've been.
I missed the birthday show.
A lot of the bars, like, they get all emoed the fuck out because they, you know, we go play at a punk bar or whatever, and there are, like, kids walking around fucking Mohawks, and they're like, oh, you can't fucking pit, and then Eddie Six of us out of the fucking bar.
Yeah, I guess I'll fit right in.
So, you know.
Yeah, we've gotten kicked out of, I think, 4 or 5 places already for breaking shit and
breaking beer bottles, breaking the
light. We're out here in town.
They stopped you from being white.
The emergency room was the first
emergency
one.
Room?
Emergency room kicked us out.
Are you serious?
The dive bar.
Dinos.
No more Dinos.
It takes talent to get kicked out of the dive bar, dude.
We got kicked out of a fucking house party and shit. A friend of mine came home from Iraq and he's like, hey, you know, can you hook us up with, you know, do something for me, you know, do a little party. We're like, yeah, sure. And there's all these fucking meatheads in there. And as soon as Billy's kicking on there, this dude's mom is, I don't know why she's at the party, starts spazzing out. It's like, get off the fucking couch, get off the fucking couch. You guys gotta go, get the fuck out. And all these dudes
moshing on the couch.
Who the fuck has her mom at a house party?
The dude was like 25.
A bunch of what? Fucking,
I don't get it.
There's a bunch of these like fucking clubbers and meatheads running around. We're like the only punkers in the whole fucking
the fuck
house.
What the fuck is a meathead? I don't know.
Like a jock, you know?
Oh.
Hey, let's go watch some football and lift some weights.
The guys that listen to 7.5.
Fudge Packers.
I got some letter jackets.
I gotta pimp the website real quick.
Yeah, let's go Dream Mountain Dew and jump off of something.
The website, it's myspace.com/punkbilliskid. You guys got your dates up there and everything?
Yeah,
they're
sweet. How they look?
The dates on there and on the back.
You good? How they look?
Those are some Scott students here.
I like white. Nice. I like white to trash you myself. Oh. Sorry about that.
I'll introduce you to my sister.
No.
The only woman I've ever met with delusions of mediocrity. No. No, she fucking one of the wheels fell off the truck. She can't leave the trailer park. All right, Jess. Now, it's not often we get you back in here because, you know, you were like supposed to be here for your final weeks and then you just disappeared.
Yeah. I'm putting in my 2 weeks never to be seen again. It's like paying your fucking rent, isn't it?
It was unexpected. What?
What are you doing?
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
Working. I worked with the mayor of L.A. Woo-hoo.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wee.
And then I came back to Vegas and worked.
Worked him over?
What?
I worked with him how?
No, I've just been working.
Remember, you
got to
cut the bulls.
Normal moving stuff.
Okay, cool.
That's all. Nothing too
exciting. She's rubbing those motherfuckers like Chinese balls.
We are going to have a Lucky Betty's event in Anaheim that I'm trying to get as many girls down as I can.
Oh,
they're
I like
also
that.
Having a pinup
spring
contest
down girls.
With the Bombshell and Ink girls, which I am friends with the sponsor or the creator of that, but my girls are hotter.
Nice.
I love her boldness.
They are.
My girls rock, your girls suck cock. You know, that's pretty much how it works out.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
No.
Yeah, that's a great slogan right there.
That's really good. Shit, where are your girls at? Shit. I want to hang out with them.
Your girls are in the back.
Under the counter.
In their underwear.
Fantastic. So you've officially left Vegas only to come back and work in Vegas.
Yeah, I come back at least once a month.
Okay.
I have an event July 7th with the Lucky Bettys for Mike Biggs. His art gallery is opening. July 6th.
Is that the first Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
He has a retail gallery down there, and he's one of my graphic artists for 2008. So we have a sponsored event. We have some burlesque over there.
Burlesque.
Same old. Some people want me to throw shows in Cali, but I'm not really sure if I want to. Just cause.
Why not?
I don't know. I wasn't fond of it when I did it in Vegas. I did it for promotional, and I might do it once every 3 months, but not anytime soon. I'm going to do Blockabilly first, which is in August. Once I do that, I'll take over.
Okay.
Kick ass.
That's really all. I mean, it hasn't been too crazy besides for my ghetto fabulous neighborhood. I never been able to find parking. Talk about it? Yeah. Dude.
You thought about it.
How many gunshots?
I haven't heard any of those yet, but Krishana, my friend, is staying with me, and I told her to sleep in my room because I don't want her to get shot in the middle of the night.
Nice. Damn,
it's bad. Not good. Yeah, it's not. I thought it was okay when I moved in, and the landlady lied to me about everything.
That's kind of their job,
of course. No.
But it's nice. It's really, really nice. Hmm?
So it's going to go, hey, have you seen my hypodermic needle? Oh, you left that in my mailbox.
Thanks. Their drunk bulldog followed me to my house the other day. And I just slammed the door in his face. I was like, no.
Now, did you bring your dog with you, or is he still with your parents?
No, he's
probably got eaten by the bulldog.
He would have gotten eaten by the bulldog. Damn.
Your dog's not cholo enough for your neighborhood.
Miho is not.
Miho.
Miho Sandejo is not cholo enough for the neighborhood. No.
All right. Now, you did what you do best, and that's bring hotness with you. So tell us about the girls.
The girls? Doris Mayday works at
Betty Page Clothing.
Yes. She's fabulous. I love her. She's going to be in 2008 again.
And she better be.
It's going to be hot.
What's the theme?
It's called just hot girls.
I'm
just testing you.
Less clothing.
Nice.
Less clothing skin. And way more girls.
There's what, 22 girls this year?
Jesus. About 79 and a half girls the next year. So you'll be bound to like
a half. Sweet, the half one. You're looking for that amputee audience, huh? Give me a girl with a stump.
And we just decided, did I tell you we just decided to put girls on the cover?
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I remember you sending me random text messages asking me.
I was trying to decide. Yeah, I sent them to a few of the male friends that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Petey, Filthy Ramirez. I was trying to get his old lady to come on. She's going to be in 2009.
Okay.
She's hot.
So you're already planning on 2009?
Oh, I'm to 2010, honey.
Very nice. So where are you at with the photo shoots and everything for 08?
I am doing the second one tomorrow, the third one Monday, the fourth one Wednesday.
Okay.
And then when I come back in July or August, I'm going to be back twice in August, twice in July. So I'm going to be planning a lot and pulling my hair out as usual, which
of course.
You can ask the twins. That's what I was doing all day.
How bad was it? Well, get a mic over there.
She pretty much just wouldn't shut up about all of fucking shit that's going on.
Nice.
They're the same way.
Yeah.
We fight for
shit talk back and forth the entire day.
Listening nice. Together.
Because we're Aries. Her birthday is the day before ours.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Remember,
all right.
That's why I had my 30th, yep. Their 21st.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting.
All right.
No, it wasn't. It was me, but we were drunk.
That wasn't it.
I still have to get...
Because I showed up here and we started leaving and shit. That was interesting.
I still have to get Fox 5 on to...
Fucking everybody leaves when you show up.
The Lucky Betty's MySpace. I still have to get the Fox 5 clip, and I have to get the pillow fight clip.
You know, I still get conversations from guys at Fox.
I wasn't done telling you, so I ran into your coworker.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was like, oh... Your calendar's hot, and you signed it. I was like, oh, really? Yeah, because you remember I signed 10 of them for you? He's like, oh, I'll promote anything you want. It was awesome, but he was really supportive. So
Some of them got taken home. I know they did. Other ones are hung up in kind of hidden places around the building because some of the people in the building would not be happy.
You know what?
Your personal bathroom?
The reason why it's on glossy paper is because it's good spank material.
Exactly.
I'm not stupid.
Spanking a spank wagon.
In fact, I think our toilet paper budget went through the roof that week following.
But the word wreck for hand lotion went up there too.
But I don't want to hear any more of your stories because they just creep me out.
No, that's right. You're not captive to my...
Doris hasn't heard that.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Heard what?
Oh, I beat it like a spider monkey.
I don't even know what to say to that.
That's the safest thing to do, not say a thing.
You know, I'm Miss July, so I'm just hoping that month is still able to be opened and isn't stuck together.
Mine's is August, and this is July.
We had that great, you missed the great conversation we had about what I had to go through to jerk off last week.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
That was, okay, so the new house, I'm having problems with it. And one of the
ghosts?
Problems... No.
Y'all got no spots
dead
anymore.
Dead things, Mikey. Dead things.
No, dead things. No, what we've got is a couple of air conditioning ducts that won't stay open unless you jam something in there. So I'm in the bathroom, and I'm doing my thing, and I'm getting kind of sweaty, and I'm like, why is there no air in here? So I wound up having to grab my wife's eyeliner pencil and just jam it into the air conditioning vent to get it to stay open.
And the crowd goes fucking silent. I don't give a shit.
Look, what am I going to do, make this shit up?
I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but it's not.
Thank
gotta
you.
Be comfortable.
Thank you.
And did you at least get it off?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Once I had the air conditioning going in there.
Good.
Oh shit! I didn't even tell you guys the best part about the new house. Now, the leak is somewhere. They have no idea where. No, there's a leak coming out of my hot water line. They have no idea where it is. It's not pooling anywhere. All they know is that it empties.
Pulled in the bathroom, that's for sure.
Check that air conditioning vent.
Exactly.
It's frosted shut.
It will empty my hot water heater in 5 minutes. And this hot water is just dumping out of my house. They have no idea where it's at.
I was making ice cube trays the other day. Making the ice in the ice cube trays.
Okay,
the first cube tray was...
Okay, did you burn the ice, Jesse?
The first ice cube tray was all clear water. Second one was brown. So you know that 70-year-old building has some corroded pipes. My Brita water filter is not going to happen anymore. That's kind of dirty. I don't really have any good new play stories. I mean, everything, my place is rad. It's fucking huge.
You know what? There's a story we haven't had in a while. Are you getting laid?
Oh, fuck yeah.
About damn time.
There we go. So tell us about the sex.
I heard that you're getting married.
I'm not going to get married.
I just tried to strike up some.
I'm not going to tell you about the sex. What do you want me to tell you?
What's his name? L.A.?
You know what?
Why not? You already had a text.
I haven't ran into him yet. I'm surprised.
She went on a slight vacation to Utah.
Yeah, I know. What's your name? My name is L.A. What's your name?
No. Things are good. Things are fabulous.
Things are fabulous.
Awesome.
All right.
Still getting drunk. Same old.
Now, I heard you guys talking that there's another one off of here you want us to play?
Oh, hey, you can play whatever you want.
Give us something really vicious. What's a really good one here?
Vicious.
What we got?
What y'all got there? Hang the nigger from the tree. Yeah, I'll be like, what?
That's
our favorite song.
First song since it's Lullabies. It's a good one. We like that one. Pretty much everything on there is pretty damn awesome.
Well, before we take everything out, why don't you guys go ahead?
Modesty for you right there.
Nice.
All right,
go ahead and why don't we have them pimp their site one more time, and then we'll have Jess pimp her site one more time, and we'll take it out with this.
So it is Billy's Kid. The website, again, is myspace.com/punkbillyskid. And where are you guys going to be tonight?
Tonight is HB's Saloon, and after that, we're playing the Bunkhouse at about 1 in the morning.
Where's it at again?
He
doesn't know.
HB's is on 6820 West Flamingo Road near the corner of Flamingo and Rainbow, and then they're playing at the Bunkhouse downtown. And if you need like more show updates, I mean, they got them on their page, plus on the Bad Town Records pages, myspace.com, Bad Town Records, WRECKORDS. And it has a full calendar of all the shows we got coming between now and November.
Cool. Excellent. And Jess, pimp your shit.
myspace.com/LuckyBetties and there's also the LuckyBetties.com. Plus, we're going to be printing posters soon.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to have those for the event for Blockability. And I'm for sure going to print November.
Yeah.
Plus, the show tonight is all ages, too, so bring your kids.
Are there still 2,000
bring
counters
students?
Left?
There's a few.
Bring your students.
Bring your students.
Bring a student, get a discount. All right, so Senseless Lullabies. Hopefully this one doesn't take 10 minutes to start up. Because the CD has to spin up and...
Yeah.
I can ejaculate half.
Holy shit!
She hugged me on the way. I said, "Oh, that's something to beat to later."
Mm. Oh man, that you
it
know.
Smell good too.
One thing I like
is women.
Wait, no. Okay, the other thing I like
sheep.
Fuck. The third thing I like
goats.
Damn it! All right. The one thing I like about our dear Jesse, she brings in some of the hottest fucking girls.
Fucking unbelievably smoking.
Hottest
dude.
Fucking girls. And one more time, Billy's kid. We're gonna get that stuff up on the website because this is good shit.
That's a cool guy, man.
Very cool guys, you know. Also, I got to plug this. She Jess told me just as she was leaving. Next on the first Friday for January. Sorry, let me try this again. First Friday for July, Miss January is going to be doing live body painting.
Yeah. Of other people or herself?
Of herself. Oh yeah.
Can I get painted on the show?
Hey, you know what? We'll get a hold of Jess, and we'll see. You know, maybe it might be something worthwhile. What a great show today, guys! I mean, I've been really enjoying this. We got about 7 minutes before we wrap this show up.
I'm still lost in perfume, man. Everybody smells so fucking good. I'm like,
and they looked great. You know, I'm like, man, I'm fucking ugly with those beautiful women standing next to me.
Yeah, they like us. I got my butt grubbed. It was fantastic.
I got my butt grabbed.
And I have to fucking work the show, and you get your asses grubbed?
I get my ass grubbed. He got fucking humped.
I got cheated here.
He was the stripper pole, man. He got humped.
I feel absolutely robbed.
You should, you dumb cunt.
I'm fucking robbed, because you know I'm sitting here, and I got to run the fucking show and make sure everything sounds good, and you guys get to have all your asses grabbed.
Okay, hold on just a fucking second, because you know what? I'm going to tear down the fourth wall here. Mr., I have to run the show. You were gone a good chunk of the week.
Yeah,
okay?
I was.
You were incommunicado.
Incommunicado.
I not only booked us one guest, I booked us two guests, and then I fucking booked us a band and
No. You can't claim to book the co-host. The co-host probably just wanted to show up and hang out.
No, she actually called me and wanted to know if this was a good week.
Ah, see? So she kind of booked herself. Come here. It's fucking Jesse. She can come in anytime she wants.
Yeah, anyway, I've been coordinating this shit all week long.
Yeah, by the way, when did we get an email about shit happening? Tonight? If you've been coordinating this shit all night
really,
long.
Do you really want me to go through my sent mail messages?
I don't know.
I sent an email just, I want to say Tuesday about this. I also told you I was chasing Harry Knowles from Ain't It Cool News and I couldn't get him.
I know. I'll tell you what, actually, a big prop to all of our guests so far tonight, Doug, and I'm going to forget all the websites, but...
Vegas Film Critic, Geeks of Doom. MySpace.com, Punk Billy's Kid.
Which, by the way, they tagged their fucking door.
That was awesome. They just slapped a sticker up there.
They just slapped it. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to see what
you know, I'm taking one of these home with me, actually, these CDs.
I'm taking the other one home.
All right, sweet.
Then what about me?
You're black.
You know what?
You can either steal it or just live without Punk. Just
make me a copy. Okay. I mean,
I will make myself a legal backup of an obtained copy.
Thank you.
A legal backup, and then we'll hand you this.
Holy shit.
And claim it's stolen.
We've got no time for news. We've got no time for anything.
Wow. Yeah, we got about 4 minutes now until we tap out the end of the show.
Tap out the show. We had a great week, man. It was really good.
I got to say one more time, you know, for those of you who don't come into the studio live and hang out with us,
you're missing out.
Or listen live, you're missing out. Podcast, it doesn't do it justice. We do want To remind everybody, spankwagon.net, don't forget to go to the chat, because the chat's there, and it's not going away, even though it is this crappy flash fucking chat.
You know, give Jimmy some time. He's working on it. Last week after the show,
you started a riot.
I did not start a riot. I
started a goddamn riot.
I was in the show, and I said, Murphy no likey new chat. And it just went fucking downhill from there. Jimmy comes up, he's like, all right, Murphy, fucking what do you have to say about this? And don't just fucking bitch about it. Be constructive. And I told him, I don't like the format. I kind of don't like the layout. The not having private messages.
Not having private messages
and
sucks.
I'm not a fan of Flash-based chat, because you leave Flash open long enough and it just starts to eat memory. Now, I do understand why he did it this way, because the IRC is nice, but you know what? If you're not Uber Kid...
Well, that's just it. You know, one thing I will agree is the... using IRC, and especially what we like to use, SlashNet, you know, you do have to know what you're doing. And I mean, let's be fair to Jesse. Great example. I mean, how many weeks did she have a fucking problem getting into the chat?
Oh, I know.
And no matter what you try to do to make it easy, someone's going to have an issue with it. So I understand where he's coming from, but man, there could have been just something different. Maybe it could have interfaced more with the traditional IRC. Who knows?
How many people do we have today? You
always all of chat,
you know what? We had like one or two people pop in and out. Shazad was in and out. You know, it's just, oh my god, they tagged the wall over here too.
What? How the fuck?
Holy damn, shit. I didn't even see
Jesus
do
Christ,
that
they're quick. I mean, they're tagging fucking everything. Nice. Nice.
So, yeah, it's, I'm not a fan of the new chat, but you know what? If it's what we've got to work with, then that's what we've got.
Fair enough.
And it's not like we're fucking paying for it, so shit.
Amen.
Wow.
Can I get an amen, brother?
Just quick updates for people. Dodger Town. Jason Schmidt will be out the rest of the season with shoulder surgery. He had to have three repairs. He is out the entire
season. And he's out of here.
Yeah, he got run pretty hard the other night, and it wasn't good. I was not a fan of Schmidt to begin with. I thought they overpaid for him, and I mean,
apparently so.
He could have been worse. It could have been worse. Brett Tomko was, you know, considerably better than that.
Tomko.
Yeah, Brett, let's see, Pac-Man Jones? No.
Yeah, Pac-Man Jones got arrested.
Pac-Man Jones did. He surrendered to police here in Vegas today. That was,
the fuck are you doing?
That's the ESPN video on there. And that's kind of interesting. He is going to plead not guilty to the felony charges.
Because it was his boys that did it, really. But still...
There's supposedly evidence that shows he did it.
Woo! How stupid can you be? How many millions of fucking dollars can you make and do something that damn stupid?
You know, I was actually listening to Warren Moon talk about it this morning. He said that Pac-Man just made some bad decisions and hangs out with some bad people.
Whoa. He just made some bad decisions. No, that's what I tell my kid.
No, yeah, you...
You've made a bad choice.
Bad choices.
No, that's,
bad choices.
That's not fucking shooting someone at a strip club.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
See, this is the solution. Just have strippers come over, take $85,000 of your own money, say make it rain, and pick all your shit up before they kick the bitches out.
Yeah, really? Apparently.
Then next thing you know, you're having dog fights in your backyard, and you've got federal investigators at your house. Yeah. Also, Miguel Tejada has been placed on the disabled list with wrist injury that does end his consecutive game streak at 1,152.
Bring up Spankwagon and bring up my syndicates page, because I can't.
Oh,
so
sure.
You're do the closing tonight.
Oh, I get to do the closing tonight?
Yep.
That's awesome.
That's the way to tell you to shut the fuck up.
No, because he has all of 12 seconds left.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, so Miguel Tejada, there goes the game, the streak for that one. So that's really bad.
Very nice.
So you want to start the music?
Right about now. You know what I forgot to hit?
You forgot to hit the button.
I forgot to hit the button. Somehow I turned that button off. Let me try that again. Right about now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Spankwagon Radio.
The greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
It certainly is. I've been Murphy. At my sides, as usual, are my co-hosts, compadres, best friends, and the guys who I pay to like me.
I'm the most underpaid man, Trencher.
I just got my ass grabbed a whole bunch of times, Big Daddy Decaf.
Damn, you lucky son of a bitch!
It was by me. You're not missing out on
that. Oh, yeah, good point.
We do want to say big thanks to all of our guests in studio today. We want to thank Jeff from VegasMovieCritic.com. Or VegasFilmCritic.com. I'm going to fuck that up left and right, aren't I? Again, you can check him out for all reviews. You can also go to GeeksOfDoom.com. to check out all of Doug's stuff. We do want to thank all of our syndicates, because we do love you deeply and madly. First of all, LV Rocks, for letting us play around in your studios.
Woo!
Yes, we bring in hot chicks and it smells like ass. Don't explain it. We want to thank Flash FM, Casey Host. We want to thank Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, and Webmix Radio. I'm not mentioning Bradley Muffin Station until he's up and running.
Well, I don't know if he'll even carry us, but anyhow, We also got to say, if we're not live...
Find us in the archive.
Dick. If we're not live, we're in the archive. And, of course, we love to have friends. Go to myspace.com/spankwagon and become our friend.
Mad props to everybody for listening in tonight. We love you. Try and tune in a little more live. Next week, who knows, maybe things will be back up and running when we have the camera.
I wish we had the camera this week. It was beautiful.
Seriously, do you smell that? There's something reeking in here.
I'm sure it's me.
Outstanding. Guys, you have been listening to Spankwagon Radio, a Spankwagon Radio production, only at spankwagon.net.
Can we just go now?
Oh, sure.
Retards out!
Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.